417, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Friday, time to welcome to the program Rowan Scarborough. He's got a great story in today's Washington Times entitled West Point Center Cites Dangers of Far Right in U.S. And it definitely got my attention. Rowan, how are you?
Hey, Andy. Doing well. Thanks.
The West Point Center think tank, what do you know about this organization?
Well, it was established by the Army and based at West Point, and it relies on West Point faculty, researchers, and all of those things. And the design is to help cadets and help Army officers and help the policymakers understand terrorism, the roots of terrorism. And because it's a military institution, I mean, the military is concerned about what? Foreign threats. That's why we have a military to keep the country safe. And so that's what it has predominantly done the last decade. It's issued papers analyzing Al-Qaeda in Somalia, Al-Qaeda in North Africa, the rise of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, topics like that that relate to our own national security. Then, lo and behold, last night they post their latest study, and it's not about Al-Qaeda or Islamic terrorists or what's going on in Mali. It's about a so-called far-right problem in our country with violence. And it uses the kind of words that we would, I think conservatives would use, to the mainstream conservatives would use to describe the Republican Party, such as civil activism and individual freedom. And those are things that the Republican Party and conservatives espouse. But in this report, it links them to violent anti-federalist groups that apparently are wreaking havoc all over the country that I didn't even know that was happening.
Yeah, I was just going to say, where is that going on? I haven't heard anything about that.
I to tell you, he says that there were 450 attacks in 2012 by far-right groups or individuals, but he does not audit them. There is not a list in the report of each of these 350 attacks. So you can actually look at the biology of them. I mean, who did them, and who were the victim, and who designated it was a far right attack? So I'm not sure what the baseline is here for this study. You know, he spends a lot of time talking about the Timothy McVeigh bombing, which was a horrible, horrible act, and we all know it was, and you know. Was McVeigh far right, or was he just a nihilist, a kook, you know, who decided to murder people in the name of what? I don't know. But anyway, it's just kind of strange, Andy, that all of a sudden a West Point think tank is coming up with a 150-page study on the dangers of groups that espouse limited government, civil activism, and individual freedom, and ties it to violent organizations.
You know, it's very interesting about that, and I've noticed a pattern developing over the past few months in particular, you know, post-election. The liberal media in particular, a lot of these talking heads, have tried to paint Republicans in general as extremists. I mean, honestly, if you're against overspending, if you don't like the oversized, you know, the bloated, inept government that exists now, you're labeled an extremist. And it's obvious that some of these people must be working for the West Point Center.
That's right. You're absolutely right, Andy. The Democratic Party, about 10 years ago, I noticed, began to use the word extremist just about any time a Republican disagreed with them. And then it became right-wing Fox News extremist. And I've heard anchors on MSNBC label people who want to balance the budget as hearkening back to segregationists.
Yeah.
Rand Paul was chastised by the left for by Colin Powell for using the word nullify.
Yeah.
That he wants to try to nullify something that Obama is doing. And to Colin Powell, that's racist.
Mm-hmm.
So we have crossed a line here where everything to the left that the conservatives say is a code word or it's extreme.
Right.
And it's part of the political correctness movement, a lot of which is designed to basically shut up conservatives when you come down to it. That's what the ultimate aim is. And then, boom, I mean, our readers out there all of a sudden go to our webpage today and see that West Point has joined the club.
Yeah.
I mean, they're now using the same type of words that the hard left is using to describe mainstream conservatives. And to conservatives, one of the more galling statements in this West Point report is that conservatives support the status quo or the past. And liberals are progressive looking at the future.
Yeah.
Now, if that isn't a stereotype, I don't know what is.
Yeah. I saw the words future-oriented when it comes to describing the liberals. And I'm thinking, who wrote this stuff? I mean, who really makes up the team who slopped this garbage together into this paper?
Well, it was written by a sociology professor at West Point, who's also one of the directors at the West Point Combating Terrorism Center. So that's who the author is. You know, he has a very dim view of conservatives in general. I mean, just to take his statement literally, Social Security. What side is trying to modernize Social Security and make it fit better with today's financial markets and global markets and our fiscal responsibilities? And who wants to keep Social Security just as it was created in 1936? If you chose A, conservatives, you'd be wrong. It's B, liberals. They're the ones who want to keep Social Security exactly
that's
the way
right.
It was over 70 years ago.
Yeah.
So who, in that case, who is looking at the future and who is looking at the past?
Mm-hmm. And obviously, because this is part of West Point, I guess, we paid for this study?
Oh, this is an Army think tank, yeah, positioned at West Point and staffed by West Point. So it's an Army institution, it's a West Point institution, and suddenly they feel an obligation to examine what they've considered domestic threats that I didn't even know existed. And so this is what has galled a lot of people out there that consider themselves, you know, retired military, mainstream conservatives, and they know they're going to hear this from the NAACP or MSNBC, but now they have to hear it from West Point.
Yeah, you know, I've been sitting here during the interview, and I've been in this chair here at the Washington Times building for a year and a half, and I do not recall one single example of a right-wing attack of any sort in this country, and I sit right in the middle of a busy newspaper newsroom with all kinds of access to information, whether it be the internet, whether it be television, whether it be radio. I swear I cannot think of one incident.
No, I can't either. And that's why I'd like to see the 350 attacks in 2012. I'd like to see a list of them.
Yeah.
And who did them and who were the victims. And then I'd like to, then you could actually audit the study to say, you know, what is he talking about? He talks in great length in the study about militias. I haven't heard a word about militias in 10 years.
Yeah.
What is it? Where are they? And what are they doing besides maybe making some screwy comments that a lot of people? I mean, a lot of people are making screwy comments out there. But where is the militia violence all of a sudden? I just not have. I haven't heard of it. The KKK, a horrible organization. A scourge on our society. He spends more than several pages on it in his study. I didn't even know it was around anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do some research on that to see what they've been up to.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that they were still any more than a collection of some kooks out there.
What about the crazy lefty groups like ELF, that Earth Liberation Front, who used to routinely burn car lots to the ground?
That would be a good thing for West Point to look at, wouldn't it? Left-wing, how about the Occupy Wall Street?
Yes, of course.
Whose members attack police, they attack private citizens, they had anti-Semitic slogans, they fouled the ground that they lived on.
They raped women?
The police had to forcibly evict them because they were so so polluting of the environment they were in. That seems to me like that should be added to a West Point story.
Yeah.
But one's left, and In fact, I read that the Pulitzer Committee has created some sort of a shrine to the Occupy movement in their offices in Columbia. So you can see how things work in this country.
Yeah.
Labeling people extremists.
You know, Rowan, it occurs to me it's an entirely different world.
That's why people are so aghast that West Point.
Yeah, I know.
They've joined the finger pointing crowd. Yeah, it's very discouraging to a lot of conservatives.
Yeah. Folks, if you haven't read it, please do. West Point Center cites dangers of far right in U.S. It's by Rowan Scarborough. Rowan, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining me.
Okay, Andy.
Take care. It is 427, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.